Hello and welcome into the newest episode of the Killer Frogs Bullpen. I'm your host, JD Andrus, and I'm once again joined by Carson Worsel, our wonderful co-host. And Carson, we got a pretty big guest today. I'd say probably the biggest guest we've had, in TCU shortstop Anthony Silva. Silva, how are you today?
Good. How are y'all? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're good, man. Excited to talk to you. We're thankful you came on, and we won't waste too much of your time. We'll kind of get it started. My first question, though, and so your brother's on campus now, right? And how exciting is that to be able to play out with your brother on the same team?
Oh, that's amazing. Well, we actually got to play together my junior and senior year of high school, so kind of got a little sneak peek, and we're both more mature, a lot stronger, on a little bit of a bigger stage than Texas high school baseball. But no, I'm excited. We work out together when we're at home. We just got done working out together right now, so I'm glad that he's on campus and that we're gonna be able to succeed together. So
Yeah, are you kind of like still gonna have to figure out how to walk that line between being a teammate of his and being his big brother?
honestly, I mean, I don't even, yeah, I would say we're pretty close friends. So I would say teammates are not, like, we treat each other the same. Like in high school, we would talk mess to each other, get in each other's heads, get in each other's faces. So I think it'll be good. It's a good happy medium because we're both really competitive. We both love to compete, especially against each other. But I'm glad that we're both going to be on the same team. So again,
Yeah, that's cool. Cape Cod League this summer. That was exciting. You played with Carson Bowen. Just kind of walk us through it. A lot of people don't know much about the Cape Cod League. We know it's pretty good talent that's up there, but just kind of talk me through your experience, how it all was.
yeah, so I got there. Our season ended a little early school, but I got there, I think June 7th, to practice for a couple of days before we started playing. And I mean, it was awesome. The competition, top tier, playing against the top college guys in the country, getting to pick their brains, the guys that are on the same team as me. Like, we, for example, we had five power five shortstops, including myself, and then another great shortstop who's an All-American. So we got to pick each other's brains. I would say that's the best thing. And then just getting to know those guys, and we're all normal human beings, and everyone likes to have fun. I think that's the biggest thing in this game, especially the higher you go levels, just finding the fun in it. Yeah, I would say that's the biggest thing. But it was a great experience, getting to know a lot of different guys, a lot of different coaches. And just like I said, learning new things from different people. So it was awesome.
Anthony, it's a pretty small world. I coached this past summer with JJ Munoz,
Yeah,
if that rings a
that's awesome.
bell.
Yeah,
And
it does.
he sent me the video of him throwing out the first pitch at that game, and
Wow.
then he sent me the picture of you two,
Yeah, that's awesome.
he was like, "Look who I found." And I thought that was really cool.
That's awesome. It was a good meeting him. He was a great guy, very nice,
Yeah.
respectful. It was pretty cool to meet him.
That's awesome. One thing I kind of wanted to ask you is, so you've been the starting shortstop for 2 years now, and you've had a lot of moving pieces around you. Braden Taylor gets drafted, and Cole Fontenelle no longer playing first base, and then you've got guys that left this year. So your infield is going to be most likely pretty different. Does that affect, how well the infield can gel together when you're not playing like consecutive years together?
I would say it all has to do with preseason and honestly, like, just getting to know each other outside of the baseball field, because even just as a team in general, the closer you are personally, outside of the baseball field, the better you're going to play together, because there's that trust factor. You have these guys' backs and they have yours. So I think that's the biggest thing for us early on. We have our first team meeting today, and just getting to know each other, getting as close as we can, as soon as we can, just so we can all be comfortable and we'll be able to play 100% behind everybody. And yeah, like I said, everyone has everyone's back. So
Yeah. So, you know, speaking on that same thing right there, like last year, middle of the season, you had Ryder Robinson switch from third to second, Peyton Schatt switch from second to third. Like, you know, was it kind of, you know, felt normal because they're still in the same infield with you, but like maybe a little bit of timing thrown off, or was it still kind of smooth because maybe some reps were already taken?
Yeah, I think it was pretty smooth. I think the only thing that wasn't was switching like handshakes with my second baseman, because it was Peyton. We had our handshake, and then me and Ryder had to come up with one. So I think that was probably just the biggest thing. It's kind of goofy, but that was probably the hardest thing. But we all played everywhere during the fall, so everyone was comfortable wherever they were at, and I still got to talk to Peyton, whether he was on my left or my right, and then same thing with Ryder. They're great, great guys, and yeah, I love being on the field with them.
How much time did you and Peyton Chatagnier spend working on Neil's handshake together?
I mean, I would say a good amount. We were looking at TikToks, looking at
Yeah.
ideas, and yeah, it was pretty fun. We got really, really close as the season went on, as the fall went on. So, but yeah, our handshake was pretty good.
What was it like having Luke Boyers at third base for you? Because I don't think anyone expected that. And then he was a pretty good third baseman, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, honestly, it was pretty funny because when we're both from he's from Bernie, I'm from San Antonio, so it's right next two towns right next to each other. And during the breaks, like we would hit together, and then I would get ground balls and he would hop in. This was like my freshman year, in the middle of my freshman year, that Christmas break, and he would joke about just wait till I get on the dirt, and then what do you know? The next year he's on the dirt and he's scared a little bit, but no, it was awesome. Helping him get comfortable there. It was fun. It was a good experience, I think, for him and then everyone else on the team getting to watch him at third base. So.
I remember me, JD, and Nate Cross. We have a group chat where we just talk TCU baseball while the game's going on. We saw Luke Boyers at third base, and we just started flipping out. It
Yeah.
was so interesting.
Dude, I was like,
Yep.
I don't think I've ever expected this. And then he played so well at
Right.
third base. I was like, wait a
Yeah.
minute. Where did
Yeah.
this come from?
Yeah, it was weird because usually when you're at a new spot, all the balls get hit to you, but he didn't get that many actually. But the ones that he did get, he'd make plays on. So he did really well.
Yeah. Okay. So let's take you back 2 years. Diving play in Omaha, probably the greatest play that year. How many times have you rewatched that replay, and how much was your phone blowing up after that game?
I would definitely rewatch it a good amount. I still watch it once in a while. But I mean, my phone, I think I got like probably over 1,000 followers on Instagram that day after the game, but it was honestly kind of bittersweet because we lost that game.
Yeah,
And
right.
yeah, I made that play, but at the end of the day, we lost it. But it's pretty cool. I think I was number one on SportsCenter the next day, so that was unbelievable to me. It was just cr a crazy thing that happened. And what's funny about it is, like, I wouldn't call it a routine play, but I practice that play a lot, and it actually happened in the game. So it was fortunate. I was fortunate enough to make it. So.
So, Anthony, I was there for the first time ever over in Omaha. Kind of outside the games, what was Omaha like for you guys? 'Cause I know obviously before each game y'all ate IHOP,
Yeah. Yeah.
but outside of that, did you guys get to experience Omaha or anything like
Oh
that?
yeah. Oh my gosh. It was probably one of the best experiences of my life. From the hotel, I mean, each team gets their own hotel, I think, and ours was decorated with TCU purple horned frogs. And before every game, we'd get like the staff from the hotel would like line up and like clap for us and like wish us good luck. And then when we get back to the hotel, people would be asking for autographs and all that stuff. So that part was awesome. And then yeah, then we got passes to the games. I was able to see the LSU versus Wake Forest game, which was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. And then we went to all the shops. That was awesome. So the NCAA does a really great job with that and get letting us experience everything. And the festivities before, also, we got to know some players on the other teams too, which was great. And it was just overall great experience. Unfortunately, we didn't make it all the way, but I mean, but other than baseball, it was awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean you're an 18-year-old freshman playing in Omaha your first year. I mean, were you kind of like, I assume you were nervous a little bit, but was it kind of just like, we're like, Like playing in the Little League World Series, essentially, like that was kind of the feeling you had.
Yeah, so I mean, at first I was like, I looked around, I was like, oh my gosh, like this is insane. Just from the practice the day before, it was crazy. But once the game started, I was like, okay, let's go. Like all none of that stuff matters, and just keep doing what you've been doing, because that's how we got to that point. So I thought, yeah, it was very surreal, and it was great. It was kind of like, I don't know. I can't explain it really. It's just a great feeling
Yeah,
playing there.
your smile on your face says it all for those that aren't watching this and are listening.
Yeah.
The ear-to-ear grin talking about Omaha. So
Yeah.
obviously it's a very special place. A little bit of a coaching change this year. TJ Bruce is with the Long Beach State as their head coach now. So Coach Bill Moziello is coming back. You never got to play under Coach Mo, but I'm sure you know we talked to Cademan, and Cademan has a lot of great things to say about him. He was here when he was here. Are you excited for that?
Yeah, I'm very excited. Actually, Coach Mo kept in touch with me even throughout my first 2 years TCU, just like saying, good job, go Frogs, like after we won the conference tournament, after Jacob signed his letter of intent in high school, he said, let's go, like go Frogs. Congrats to Jacob. So, I mean, we stayed in touch, and Garrig, his son, who was the first base coach my freshman year, I got invited to his wedding, I think this upcoming year, somewhere around there. So I would say I'm very excited. Coach Bruce was awesome. No bad things to say about him at all. I wish him the best. And I'm excited for this next year, and what Coach Mo is going to bring to the table, because I've heard nothing but great things about him.
Sorry, go ahead, JD, if you've got something else.
Yeah, I was going to give you some time to talk. Okay, so let's kind of, switch it a little bit. But obviously, last season didn't go how you guys wanted. Just kind of different things that happened and maybe, piled up after a while. But we talked to Abel probably, what, 2 weeks ago now? And he said that whenever the selection day happened, he was kind of okay with you guys getting left out because he didn't feel that you guys deserved it at all. Which has kind of been like a 50-50 around people we've talked to. Was that kind of your sentiment too? Or, because like Cademan said, he was real upset when you guys didn't make it. Like he felt like y'all did enough. And then we got into a whole politics discussion. But,
Yeah.
what was your sentiment after finding out that you guys weren't going to make it?
I mean, I was obviously devastated, heartbroken, worse than, I mean, probably the worst breakup ever. I don't know. But no, it was, I don't know. We were all just so in shock. And then once like it settled in, like everyone started, most of the guys started tearing up. I felt really most for the guys that it was their last year playing baseball, or at least playing at TCU, because it was kind of not a kind of a bad way to end it. So, I mean, at the end of the there was definitely, I think there was some politics I'm not going to get into it. There's teams that we did better than that got in, we didn't, but at the end of the day, like we shouldn't have even put ourselves in that situation. Even though we all convinced ourselves that we were going to make it, but I mean, it's in the past now. Learn from it. It's not going to happen. Not even going to come close to happening again this year. So we're not going to worry about that.
Yeah, what was your biggest takeaway from last year? Like you said, learn from it. Like, what was your biggest lesson you learned?
I would say just leadership. I tried to be a leader last year, and I feel like I didn't really do a great job, and kind of I felt like I personally let the guys next to me down. So that was pretty disappointing for me. And this year, a lot, me including all the other returners, we're all gonna go balls to the wall, and that we're gonna leave no doubt in our mind that we're gonna go far this year. So, and then just gelling together as a team, like I said earlier, the earlier we're comfortable with each other, the better we're gonna start playing. So
Anthony Cademan said that I think it was like the team met, maybe not for like a meeting with the coaches, but just kind of introduce everybody. What was that like?
what do you mean, like this year?
Yeah.
Or oh, we yesterday, or he said that yesterday we had a returners team meeting, but
Oh, okay. I got
today
you.
we're gonna have a players only meeting today after our meeting with the coaches. So I think
Okay.
that's gonna go really well. Everyone's gonna introduce themselves, all that deal, and we all kind of already know who we are, We are, but and we're gonna have each other in that setting, that I don't know, that baseball setting, the classroom setting. So it's gonna be a lot easier to put faces to names and all that instead of everyone just moving around everywhere. So I think starting today, after today, we're gonna go because tomorrow we have lift at 12:30, and then we start 6 a.m. lifts after that. So
Oh,
we're going.
yeah. Last year, obviously, the two kind of freshman phenoms out there, Chase Brunson and Sam Myers. You know, how awesome was it playing next to you guys? And like, did they kind of remind you of yourself and Carson Bowen on, you know, the 2023 team?
Yeah, I mean, I've known Sam for a while. We played in Jupiter together in high school, and he's always been great. Not the loudest kid in the dugout, but he plays like he's the biggest kid. So, I have nothing bad to say about them. They're great. They're hardworking guys. Yeah, I would say they did remind me of myself, just their work ethic and the way they played the game, and they're playing the game the right way. And yeah, it was pretty cool seeing how. Because I got to understand what it looked like from another perspective, how I was freshman year. So,
Yeah, that's awesome. And then obviously you kind of had to take some time this year. I don't know if you did take some time, but kind of had to decide between going into the MLB draft and kind of doing all that or coming back for another year with TCU. You know, what was that decision process like? And you know, were you 100% coming back to TCU, or was like there's some sway a little bit?
I mean, there's definitely some sway, I would say. But I think there's a lot of factors that went into my decision. When one, I feel like what I was probably going to get isn't what I was worth. And at the same time, too, I feel like there's unfinished business here, and we're going to get things done this year. Me, myself, or me along with Cademan, too. I know I had the same conversation with Cademan, so. We're gonna get it done this year.
Anthony, I'm just curious, looking ahead, are you going to keep the same walk-up song?
No, I'm gonna change it.
No, really?
I mean, I changed from my freshman to my sophomore year. It was kind of sounded the same, just
Right.
by because it was from the same guy. But no, I guess we'll have to wait till the home opener to find out.
Yeah. Can you
It's
give us any hints on if it's in the same
gonna.
vein?
It's in the same, yeah, it's the same category.
Okay, that's all I need.
Yeah.
Obviously, for those that aren't watching too, you got the flow back. You guys kind of all buzzed your hair during last season. You know, we've talked to a lot of the different guys about it. Cademan was saying he would never do that again, and he's glad he didn't do it. You know, was it kind of just like I've literally heard it was a spur of the moment thing. Is that true?
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, me and Carson decided like we gotta switch something up, like personally and with the team. So we all came to, I mean, now it's I live here, but it was like Brody, Cademan, Logan Maxwell, Cohen, all of their and Peyton Tully, it was their house, and we all just came over. I was like, Brody, can you buzz my hair? He was like, yeah. So he buzzed me and Carson's hair, and then next thing you know, five other guys buzz their head and try to change something up, but I mean,
It seemed to work a little bit. You know, by the
yeah.
end of
A little bit.
the season, you guys were, kind of like the team that you guys had shown the first half. Was like, and speaking on that, was there kind of something that maybe like you guys got in your own head or something? Because like the first like 4 weeks of the season, you guys were set a new, school record for most wins in a row to start a season. And then by a Big 12 tournament, you guys are playing the best you've looked all season too. Like, but just kind of that middle season, do you think maybe something happened, or was it just kind of like just one bad thing after bad thing?
I think it was just we kind of got into a hole. We kind of got comfortable and we fell into a hole early and we tried to dig ourselves out a little too late. So I think we weren't playing well as a team. And once we started playing well as a team, like I said, it was a little too late. But I mean, there was really it was just us playing. We thought of everything too. We had team meetings, we had all that stuff. It was just the way that we were playing. We weren't playing together as a team and that's not going to happen again, so.
Yeah. Carson, I'm sorry if you want to plug your ears for this next question, you can go ahead and do that. But obviously the departure of Logan Maxwell this season, he's going over to Arkansas. That would be Carson's favorite player on the team. When that happens, would you kind of like do you are you kind of like texting him, like, trying to get his thoughts, maybe seeing if you can get him to stay at all? Or is it just kind of like, hey man, good luck, hope you do well?
Yeah, it was like a good luck thing. I was probably very I was close. He was one of the guys I was closest with on the team too, and we had talks about it before it happened, and I mean, there was no changing his mind. Like, his mind was made up, and at the end of the day, he's a friend, he's a brother. We got
Yeah.
really close, and all you can do is support him, and I'll see him down the we'll see him down the line. I think we play him this year, so
Yeah,
it'll be fun.
I was so heartbroken when I found that out.
Yeah.
I saw the Twitter headline and I was like, there's no way this is real.
It is definitely, I mean, if it was up to me, I would have him stay, but
Yeah.
But that is, I mean, that is good that it was like a good luck thing
yeah, no
instead.
hard feelings at all.
That's just the world of baseball with NIL today, you know, and
Right.
I don't know how much you could speak on it, but were there any teams that maybe reached out to you to try to get you to jump in the portal?
Oh no, I think that's illegal,
It
actually.
definitely is, but you know,
No,
so
but
it's
no, we I would not leave here at all,
yeah.
so
As soon, especially with your brother. Okay, not too many more questions for you. I just have two more actually, and then Carson, I don't know what you got left, but all right. So we've talked to Cademan about it. We talked to Abelt about it. Now it's your turn. We're getting hitting perspective. Who is probably like your favorite competition to face during, you know, inner squad? Like, what pitcher do you like to see? Whether it's because they challenge you or because you get hits off of them.
I don't know. I think all the guys were tough last year. I mean, Andrew Mosiello was good. Cademan's always good. Lewis is. I mean, I could literally just go down the line and say every pitcher. Ben Tolle, obviously. Yeah. I mean, in the fall, usually in the past couple of years, the fall wasn't really my greatest moment. So everyone gave me a tough time. And when the season comes around, I'm glad that those guys are on the same team as me. So.
Yeah.
Speaking of fall, is there like a certain mindset or something that you're working on in the fall this year specifically?
Yeah, I think for me, since the summer started, my swing just I changed my swing a little bit, and I'm working on it to be more efficient to the ball and to get more pitches and all that good stuff. So I think that's probably the biggest thing, and then probably the thing that tops it is just the non-baseball part, the leadership part. Just continuing to try and lead the team as much as I can. Be one of the leaders of the team and help everyone gel together well.
Okay, cool. All right, I'm down to my last question, Carson. How many more you got?
I'm done.
Okay, cool. Last question, and then we'll wrap this thing up. TCU is obviously well known for their baseball jerseys and how nice they are. Which one is your favorite one?
Oh, I gotta go with the well, the Ronas Cornudas ones were great last year.
Yes.
I would say those are my top, and then close second is the pennies.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So we got one for the Rodas Cornudas, the one for the Pennies with Cademan, and then now one for Black with Abelt. So
Oh
we're gonna get well, actually Cademan Parker said he didn't like the jersey. So if you want to talk to him about that a little bit,
yeah,
he said the quality, but you know, we know what he meant.
yeah. At the end of the day, it's doesn't matter. Got
Yeah.
winning.
Hey,
There
you'll
you
look
go.
a lot better winning in those jerseys, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you, Anthony. This is a lot of fun. We're glad to have you on. If you want to shout out your social medias, that way people can find you. I mean, I assume they're already following you, but in case they aren't, if you want to go ahead and shout them out.
Yeah, I think it's Anthony.Silva5 on Instagram, and then maybe Antoine Silva 1 on Twitter. So I'm not gonna leak my Snapchat out to here, but
Why
yeah.
not? Come on.
I mean,
I'm sure in today's day and age, people will find that anyways. I mean,
yeah.
it's insane what they do. But yeah. Anthony, we appreciate you having us or joining us for this episode, and we look forward to watching you guys this coming year in the spring. Carson will be there. Carson and I will be there actually during the fall camp, and we're kind
Okay.
of planning on doing a little like short podcast there right after the field with a bunch of the guys we've had on, including you, Abel, Cademan, Cole Kramer, by the way, the new transfer.
Oh
Tell him we said hello, and but yeah, we look forward to you know watching you play and watching the team get together, and we want to thank everyone that joined us in for listening or watching this podcast from me, Carson Worsell, and TCU on SI. We want to wish you guys thanks and goodbye.